Tom, you had your hands up, sorry.
Yeah, Tom Pico, resident of Rockland, 6 Penn Bay Avenue, and also the director of the Penobscot Bay Regional Chamber of Commerce. I just wanted to speak to the tendering issue. The first time that the Vision visited on September 13th, we were equally dismayed and disappointed with that, and I made that known to the leadership at Royal Caribbean. In fact, copied the city manager on that, as well as other folks within the organization. The second visit was night and day. There was never a line that got off the bridge, I don't believe. They really listened and responded and, made a huge difference the second time around. I think the first time, part of the issue, in addition to mechanical issues, was that being the first time that that ship had ever visited Rockland, so they were getting used to the port as well. But they definitely got it figured out.
We'll have it again on Wednesday as well, yep. Roughly the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Adam, you're also here too. Would you like to weigh in?
I can just do a couple points. Adam Philbrick all said, sorry, not Rockland.
You're welcome.
Just a couple points. The last time I was at this table, the former head of the committee chose $10 as a random arbitrary number at that time.
It
was
Melissa.
Sorry. Yeah. But it was, and that was the surprise to me. The $10 was, there was no backup of it. It just came as an arbitrary number. And because we said we can't, we want to. Now we're coming back around and trying to fill in that gap of why we came to $10, because we need infrastructure. I agree. We need infrastructure.
Thank you.
You know, we need things to move smoothly. We need it to make it attractive. But to then to start separate things out, it's like we had a meeting with the Harbor Committee down at the Public Landing, and Commander Myers and some people from U.S. Coast Guard and Maine DOT attended the meeting as well. And we went down on the docks, and we were told how dangerous it was and how much infrastructure that we need to go, how much money that needs to go into this to make this safe. But a few weeks later, we had the Lobster Festival and the Crate Race and the Maine Boats and Harbor Show. That was a lot of people down there. It was so unsafe for cruise ships. Is it unsafe for the Lobster Festival? Is it unsafe for the boat?
It might be.
That's just a question.
I mean, you just added a new layer.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm just saying, if that's the case, you know. Mm-hmm. MARSEC level, I heard MARSEC level 2-3 come up. After that meeting with down at the Harbor, we asked Commander Myers when was the last time that happened.
What's the MARSEC level 3?
It's a security level from the U.S. Coast Guard that they implement for... It varies in so many different directions of what security levels are on ships. Do you lock your doors on the ship? You know, stuff like that. And, it hasn't happened since just nearly September 11th.
Right. MARSEC stands for Marine Security, the Coast Guard designation. Yeah. Even during 9/11, they didn't hit MARSEC level 2 in Maine. Mm-hmm. It just stayed at MARSEC level 1. So it's not likely to happen, but you're right. If it happened, it would be, there'd be no passengers. At MARSEC level 3, we just closed the facility down to cruise ships. So it doesn't get in the way of regular people using the dock.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes. The $2 is not paid by the cruise ships, it's paid by the passengers as a port fee. Like, so when you buy your airline tickets, you buy a $500 Lufthansa ticket to Europe, and you're like, wow, that's not that bad. You flip the ticket back over and read the back, you're probably paying $4 for Lufthansa and $496 to, you know, all kinds of different fees. That Lufthansa doesn't get. So that $2 actually, the passenger pays that in support fees.
Which is not an unusual thing. I travel quite a bit, and that's built in. I mean, so people go.
But
$2.
I was $2, but those fees end up being like $100. You buy your $500 ticket, and it adds up. And if I was looking as an individual, the cheaper ticket. These cruise industries are trying to sell. They're trying to make everybody buy the ticket.
Well, I wonder what the bump up is too. I mean, any type of thing, even with the city, when is a cost occurrence?
we don't simply try to cover our base as a bump up. If it's a $2 increase to us, we probably charge $2.50 or $3. I wonder what the charge is in the cruise industry.
I don't care.
Label it.
Yeah.
It's
not my
problem.
No,
we're here to get information. We should care.
By federal law, that port fee, that a port fees that they go on, have to be charged to the passengers and nothing else. There can't be like a holding fee or a management fee. That is just something that they have to pass.
You think
on.
It's a direct pass through?
Yeah.
Like if we increase $2, they would only increase $2.
Which is not even the cost of a beverage on board. I mean, so that's how you need to think about it, though.
Yeah.
But it is a benefit, a huge benefit, for what can be improved in Rockland as far as the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Ed had asked for a breakdown of fees in other harbors, and the most interesting one was in South Carolina, which starts off the minimum a boat pays, regardless of the size, is $10,000 just to come in. That is the minimum amount that South Carolina will take. And then it went from, what was it, 50 per passenger head?
It's $25 to $50 per head. And it depends on the amount of passengers that the particular ship can carry. So it's a tier.
So very,
and goes up the larger the ship or goes down larger?
But where was that comp set taken?
Charleston.
Charleston.
Well,
they go to a dock.
We got to be careful with comp sets. When you're talking Charleston compared to Rockland, Maine.
And I want to be very clear about comp sets. As everybody knows, every single harbor is very different on you know, how they moor the ship, do they tender in, security, what the city offers for repairs, fuel, sewage, you know, the venue. I mean, it's apples and oranges.
And
yes, that's what I mean.
But I will not have Rockland be put down.
Right.
We are not Charleston. We are not Bar Harbor. We are not Portland. We are Rockland. And what really should be the focus of our discussion is, what about Rockland do we want to preserve? Mm-hmm. Is this a historic conversation that we are having right here? And I believe it is. I believe that if we do not sensibly talk about the cruise ship industry and talk about why other harbors in Maine have set moratoriums in place, then we're missing something. If we're just going to stay in our insular little bubble and say, we're Rockland, well, my self-esteem for Rockland is a bit higher than I think for others.
Well,
I support Rockland.
Like, I've been here for over 33 years
that's
of my
all right,
life.
Well,
I am not putting Rockland down. What I'm saying
you
is...
You just did. Savannah doesn't have what Rockland does. I said Savannah does not have what Rockland does.
Yeah.
Okay.
When somebody says they're comparing Charleston's fees compared to Rockland, I'm using their own comparison. It has nothing to do with Rockland. I've been here all my life. I love this city. I'd never put it down. I'm just saying I'm going to call somebody if they're using comparables that we're supposed to be looking at.
But
and if that's
Rockland,
a comparable, I'm going to ask you what the difference is.
Rockland has been voted the number one tourist destination in Maine, the number one place to live in Maine. It is a desirable place to come. We are the commodity, and we need to charge accordingly, and we need to make sure that what is a harbor in real trouble, frankly, and an infrastructure in real trouble, that we start to get the means to fix it so that all of Rockland enjoys that site, and it is worthwhile for the cruise ships to come here, but particularly that the cruise ships don't drive out other tourists who want to come here and residents from using downtown. So we have to walk a line, but we also have to make sure we don't in any way undervalue Rockland.
But you just said the harbor's in trouble. I think the harbor's the best it's been in my decade.
The buoy
but you said harbor and infrastructure's in trouble.
Can I just